Okay, I hope that everybody made it through chapter 6. That's one of the hardest exercises, and one of the next hardest exercises is coming up in this chapter. So this is chapter 7, and the title of this chapter is The Deeper Understanding Script. In the same way your partner touches your wounded places, you also activate your partner's wounds. When does your partner have a strong emotional reaction? Now that you know, you can't unknow. Your partner's reaction means that they are experiencing an activating event. Healing requires opening up to each other about these wounds. This means communicating about them and going deeper. Remember that communication is one of the pillars of a great relationship. It's also our responsibility to heal ourselves, but it sure is fun if our partner is willing to help us heal too. Finding a great way to communicate can facilitate the process. This calls for the deeper understanding script. You and your partner can use this whenever you need to express yourself. It gives you the structure of a script to be completed that helps you find the words to say, stay on track, and get to the source. If you use this when emotion is high, it will ensure that your message has the best chance to get through. The rules for this script are, 1, keep it brief. 2, exclude the word you. And 3, use nonviolent language. And I'll talk more about that in a later chapter. So you'll have a worksheet to go along with this chapter in your package. So take out your worksheet and let's try an example. The first question on the worksheet says, when? So for this section, you're going to describe the activating event. Use words that describe the facts of the event without emotional charge. Don't insert your thoughts, feelings, or judgments. And this takes practice, so take your time. And I also encourage people to write it down before they talk about it. Write it down and rework it. So some of the things you might say are, when the lights were left on all night, when the TV was purchased, when the dirty laundry was on the floor this morning. So the second phrase is, I start imagining, and this addresses your thoughts about the event. It also helps apply meaning to the event. It helps you explore your thoughts and beliefs about the event, building on the previous statement and adding to it the second phrase. Might sound like this. When the lights were left on all night, I start imagining the power bill is going to be insane. When the TV was purchased, I start imagining money will run out before the bills are paid. When the dirty laundry was on the floor this morning, I start imagining spending the weekend doing nothing but cleaning house. The third phrase is, and I start to feel. This phrase helps you identify and name your feelings. Remember, we talked about the thoughts. Now we're talking about feelings. That is what you want to do here, is name a feeling. It's harder than it seems, but let's keep going with this examples. When the lights were left on all night, I start imagining that the power bill is going to be insane, and I start to feel angry. When the TV was purchased, I start imagining the money will run out before the bills are paid, and I start to feel scared. When the dirty laundry was on the floor this morning, I start imagining having to spend the weekend doing nothing but cleaning house, and I start to feel resentful. The fourth phrase is, and then I find myself. So you looked at your thoughts and your feelings, and this phrase examines your behavior. It could be something you do immediately or something you do later. Let's tack that on. When the lights were left on all night, I start imagining the power bill is going to be insane, and I start to feel angry. And then I find myself blowing up and then later crying in the bedroom. When the TV was purchased, I start imagining money will run out before the bills are paid, and I start to feel scared. And then I find myself being snarky to you. When the dirty laundry was on the floor this morning, I start imagining having to spend the weekend doing nothing but cleaning house, and I start to feel resentful. And then I find myself buying stuff. And then we move to the fifth phrase. And the fifth phrase is what I'm really afraid of. This phrase helps you identify your need more closely. You'll be delving further into that wounded place here, so you might feel some resistance. Soothe yourself and keep trying, and let's continue on with the examples. When the lights were left on all night, I start imagining that the power bill is going to be insane, and I start to feel angry, and then I find myself blowing up and later crying in the bedroom. What I'm really afraid of is never getting ahead financially. When the TV was purchased, I start imagining money will run out before the bills are paid, and I start to feel scared, and then I find myself being snarky to you. What I'm really afraid of is always having to be super careful with money. When the dirty laundry was on the floor this morning, I start imagining having to spend the weekend doing nothing but cleaning house, and I start to feel resentful, and then I find myself buying stuff. What I'm really afraid of is not having time to enjoy myself and recharge. All right, you made it. You're in the last phrase. And this is, in the future, would you be willing to? So this phrase represents a request to support your healing. The request can be for your partner or for yourself. Remember, your healing is your responsibility. Request implies a decline of the request will be met with no repercussions. If you're going to be angry should your request be refused, then you're making a demand, not a request. In general, requests are for one of four things: understanding, empathy, agreement, or behavior change. Considering what you need allows you to make the most appropriate request. Let's finish up with this last step. When the lights were left on all night, I start imagining that the power bill is going to be insane, and I start to feel angry, and then I find myself blowing up and later crying in the bedroom. What I'm really afraid of is never getting ahead financially. In the future, would you be willing to work together to keep our utility costs down? When the TV was purchased, I start imagining money will run out before the bills are paid, and I start to feel scared. And then I find myself being snarky to you. What I'm really afraid of is always having to be super careful with money. In the future, would you be willing to delay a major purchase until after our obligations are met? When the dirty laundry was on the floor this morning, I start imagining having to spend the weekend doing nothing but cleaning house. And I start to feel resentful. And then I find myself buying stuff. What I'm really afraid of is not having time to enjoy myself and recharge. In the future, can we work together to get the housework done so that we can both have some relaxation time? Even if your partner isn't on board with this whole winning your relationship game thing, you'll use this script to understand yourself even more. Make the request of yourself instead of your partner. Doing these exercises alone can be healing as well. If you're not in the habit of recognizing your deep feelings, do this every time you find yourself upset. Your insight will grow. The best relationship you can build is the one with yourself. If you like, afterwards you can share your experience and insight with your partner. It will bring you closer. An example of using the deeper understanding script with yourself would sound like this. When we argue, I start imagining that I'm unsafe, and I start to feel frightened, and then I find myself shutting down and avoiding. What I'm really afraid of is the anticipation of a big blow-up. In the future, I could ask myself for understanding and remind myself that my young, inexperienced self was smart enough to use the same defense to keep me safe. Empathy, and tell myself that it stunk that I had to learn that. Agreement. Tell myself that it was the best possible way to handle those situations in the past, that most anyone would have done the same thing. Our behavior change. I could stay focused on what's happening now instead of allowing my old wound to influence me. So how'd you do with that? This is powerful with couples, but also for individuals who are trying to grow. There's great value in identifying those wounds that still influence you today. Changing your response can alter your perspective on the world around you. This may feel cumbersome, but the goal here is to grow. That means some pain. When you're not skilled at something, it's helpful to have a plan. This script will serve as your plan. It will push you to reveal more of yourself. It will lead you to more understanding of yourself. If you choose to share your insight with your partner, they will understand you more too. If you're both doing this program, fantastic. This will be like steroids for your happiness. So here's the recap. You pick a partner that feels familiar, both positive and negatively. You will pick a partner that is perfectly suited to help you grow into wholeness. You can recognize your wounds and take steps to understand and heal with or without your partner's help. You can use the Deeper Understanding script to gain insight and grow. You can specifically ask for what you need to support your healing. Practice time. Remember that worksheet you did a couple of chapters ago, the one where you identified the times of strong emotional reactions? Use this script to work through some of those situations and determine what's going on at a deeper level. Rely on your own inner knowing to guide you. Use the script to help you compose your thoughts in a way that allows your message to get through. Work through them to practice. If you feel safe, use the method to share what you learned with your partner. If you get stuck, send me an email, allison@allisonvelez.com, or come over to the forum if you're part of the membership group and we can talk about it. The website is www.winningyourrelationshipgame.com.